Hello, my name is Silva, and before I get into the news, let me just go through some of my plugs. Let me plug in some of my stuff. I have a website. Website is comeonourmovies.webs.com. I'm not getting a lot of visitors on that website, so if I can ask, you know, just to ask for you guys' help, to tell friends about it. I have reviews up of Bridesmaids and Priest, and now I have up Hangover reviews. Hangover 2 review. I have a discussion that I have up that's pretty interesting. At least I think it's pretty interesting. I hope you guys find it interesting too. You guys can check that out as well. And that's really it. You can also hit up my Twitter at TheLongJohnSilva. And you can also check out my YouTube channel, Rorschach92. I will be shooting a short film, hopefully soon, and that'll be put up there. The links will be in the description of this video. If you're listening to it either on my website, Podomatic, or iTunes, you'll have the link there. You can follow. All right, let's kick this thing off with one of the biggest. It was a slow news week, pretty much. Start off with one of the biggest, or possibly the biggest, pieces of news, pieces of information that I got wind of today, was that Jeff Conway, who starred in Grease and in Taxi, he overdosed on drugs, supposedly. He ended up becoming brain dead. He was in a coma for a day or two. Ended up becoming brain dead, and his family was in charge of his life support machine. And today they pulled the plug on him, and he died today. He was 60 years old, so how about we have a moment of silence for Mr. Jeff Conway? All right, now in a little lighter news, let's move on to that. The Hobbit will be shooting in, I believe, in a few months, or in, I think, a month or two. Peter Jackson, the director of the original Lord of the Rings franchise, not the original, but the, basically, not the cartoon version, the live-action version came out a few years back, the trilogy. Well, he actually is going to be directing the Hobbit, which is the prequel to those films, or to those books, I should say. And he has Orlando Bloom reprising his role as Legolas. I believe I'm pronouncing that right. I was never a fan of Lord of the Rings, so I apologize. He's reprising the role as Legolas the Elf. And Mr. Jackson posted this information up on his Facebook earlier today. Another bit of casting news is that American Reunion is going to be shooting in a few more days, which is American Reunion is American Pie 4, basically. Well, the official American Pie film that follows after American Wedding. Not the American Pie Presents Band Camp and The Naked Mile with those corny movies. Shannon Elizabeth will be reprising her role as Nadia, the Czech foreign student from the first film and the second film. She was absent from the last film. So it seems as though this film is actually going to have the original cast, which may or may not work, depending on how it's being written. I believe it's being written and directed by the original guys who did the first two films. Or the original trilogy. I just remember that American Wedding was not as great as the first two. Moving on, I mentioned this, I believe, a few episodes ago. David O. Russell and Mark Wahlberg, who were working together on The Fighter, and before that it was I Heart Huckabees, they were coming together to be working on a film adaptation of Uncharted, the Drake's Fortune, the PS3 exclusive game, I believe it came out in 2007. Well, David O. Russell has stepped down, according to a few headlines. However, other stories and other allegations claim that Sony actually sort of fired him. Well, not fired him, maybe creative differences got in the way and they separated. Well, I'm actually pretty excited for this because sources close to the project say that David O. Russell was actually making a family treasure hunter film, sort of like what National Treasure 2 did with Helen Mirren and John Voight helping Nicolas Cage finding, I forgot what it was. It was a bad movie. But let me stay focused. David O. Russell was trying to make the lone Nathan Drake into a family man, so to speak, where him and his family would actually go out and find the lost city of El Dorado. And this probably could have turned out disastrous. Along with the information was that David O. Russell was actually going to add several characters that were not actually in the video game. He was actually creating characters out of nowhere, and Sony decided to let him go to try to stay true to the original project, which I'm pretty excited. Mark Wahlberg, though I do like Mark Wahlberg, I didn't feel he was ripe for Nathan Drake. I actually feel that, what's his face? Oh my god, I can't believe I forgot this guy's name. He is, he's in Castle. He's also in Serenity. I believe he's the correct choice to play Nathan Drake. He looks exactly like him. Let me get out his name because I am drawing a blank for some reason. He has the same exact mannerisms and everything. Nathan Fillion is his name. He has the same exact mannerisms as Nathan Drake. He looks almost like him. They talk. Their mannerisms and their speech is quite similar, even though they were portrayed by different people. I think the writers of the video game were actually trying to go for Nathan Fillion type in the video game, and he comes off as more of a Nathan Fillion comes off more as a Nathan Drake than Mark Wahlberg does. Sony has will hire later this week or next week Thomas Dean Donnelly and Joshua Oppenheimer to both write and direct. They both wrote Sahara and Dylan Dog Dead of Night, as well as the Conan remake that's coming out later this year. Can't say I'm excited for that choice. Sahara, I've never seen past the first 20 minutes of it, but I hear not too great things. Dylan Dog, I'm hearing the same exact thing. And the Conan remake doesn't look good. I'm gonna be honest with you, and it doesn't look good. But hopefully they can probably crop out a masterpiece. I don't know, maybe. Another bit of casting news is that Total Recall is shooting next week. Or Sunday, I believe Sunday or Monday, and John Cho, who is from Harold and Kumar, he is Harold, has signed on to play a salesman of a virtual vacation firm. I have not seen the original. I know, but he does join the cast of Kate Beckinsale, Colin Farrell, Ethan Hawke, and Jessica Biel. So, other than John Cho, that does actually sound like a pretty good cast. Another directing news. Darren Aronofsky, who directed Black Swan, actually stepped down as a director from The Wolverine to focus on his family life. To focus on film projects in America to be closer to his family. Fox has released a list of 8 directors who are set to compete to try to get this job, including Joseph Padilla. I've never heard of him, but he has directed Elite Squad 1 and 2. Never heard of them. I never heard of these films. But I do hear very good things about them. He's also set to direct the RoboCop reboot. Also in the running is Doug Liman, who directed The Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Also, Anton Fuqua, who directed Training Day and Shooter. Not too much. Mark Romanek, who directed 1 Hour Photo and Never Let Me Go. Justin Lin, who directed the Fast Five who recently directed Fast Five, is also in the running. Gavin O'Connor, who directed Miracle, and his new movie coming up, Warrior, is also on the list. James Mangold from 310 to Yuma and Night and Day is also on this list. So, pretty interesting list. And the last director is Gary Shore, who directed a fan trailer for Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine 2. You can find it on YouTube. It's called Wolverine vs. the Hand. I believe that's what it's called. It looks like a motion comic. I'm not too sure. Out of these directors, I guess I would pick James Mangold, even because of 310 to Yuma. And even though Night and Day wasn't that great, I do like the action in that. Some of the action sequences in that were pretty good. Possibly the worst choice would be Anton Fuqua, because he's a respectable director, but he's not really a good director. Another good choice would be Doug Liman, who directed Bourne Identity and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, both films were really good action-oriented films. So that would be a pretty good choice as well. Okay, we're running short on news, so we also have Bradley Cooper is actually wanting to adapt Dan Simmons' book Hyperion, which is set in the distant future. It's a space war threatening Hyperion, a planet known for time tombs and large artifacts that can move through time and are guarded by a gruesome monster called the Strike. So he recently said on Charlie Rose, and I will give you the quote, this is an example of how things get started. Him, along with his friend, went to Graham King, who owns the rights to Hyperion, and we wrote a treatment on spec. I said, I know this is a very audacious endeavor, but can you read the script, the spec that we wrote? I think we have a way to tell the story, so now we're negotiating to write the script for it. So he also, later on in the program, he also said that he would at some point like to direct instead of act. So it's a piece of information. I really don't know what Hyperion is until I started doing research for the podcast, but more power to him. If he can pull it off, then make him pull it off. Another piece of information was that Warner Brothers at one point was set to adapt this film with Scott Derrickson as the director, and he ended up doing the remake for The Day the Earth Stood Still, which I shut off because that movie sucked. In the last three pieces of news, is that a new Muppets trailer premiered, and it parodies the Hangover 2 trailer. It should be found as The Fuzzy Pack. Their last trailer, their first trailer, was called Green with Envy, which was, I guess, like a parody of a rom-com. And they threw in Muppets at the end, and it's so far, the advertising plan is genius so far, trying to parodying other films and throwing Muppets at the end. I think it's brilliant. It's so fun, especially this new Fuzzy Pack trailer. It looks pretty good. Also, Shark Night, I believe it premiered during The Hangover, which I went to go see on Thursday. Premiered on, you know what? This looks really bad. I'm not even gonna. It looks like Lake Placid with a shark. mixed in with a little bit of Friday the 13th type horror. It looks really bad. I'm not looking forward to seeing this. I guess they decided to make this film after the success of Piranha 3D. So, can't say I'm excited for that one. And the last piece of news today is that Ron Howard actually released a statement about the Dark Tower delay. And I actually have the quote right here, and I'm going to read the quote to you. We had to pull out of our September start date due to budget delays and ongoing story development and logistical issues, but Dark Tower is moving forward. We're thinking of starting in early spring now, but I can't really say who will be in it yet, but Javier Bardem has shown a great deal of interest. We'll know by the end of the summer when our flashing green light goes solid. So, doesn't actually say that Javier Bardem is actually locked into the gunslinger role, but when news does break out, I will be there with the podcast to give you guys information. So any new information, you guys will know it, and I will put it up as soon as I hear about it. This was not a necessarily long episode, but it was a pretty informational episode. This was all the information that I had throughout the week. Please answer the discussion question that I have up on my website. Again, the link is in the description below. And thank you for coming on our movies.